We are up to the Gemara Masecht Nazir, Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. We're in the middle of a little bit about Kachim, about Kabbanis. We're talking about that Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that if the money was not specified, the Moi Sistumin Luchayda, there's Chatas money in there, so how can you say that entire money can be used for the Dovah? So Rabbi Yochanan said it was Allah Chamashim Sinai, and Reish Lakish said it's a pasuk that he brought. It says in the Derecha and Minit Vaisecha, so the leftover. Now we're in the middle of the page. Amar Rav Ashi. Okay, Rav Ashi says. Everyone see it? Rav Ashi said that this that we learned in the Mishnah says that if she specified this money goes for the Chattas, this money goes for the Oila, this money goes for the Shlamim, then the Chattas has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. He cannot use this Chattas. Amar Rav Ashi, Hoda Amar, this that you say, Mefurashin Loi, that if it's clear, specified as a Chattas, you cannot use the money at all for the Dover because it's Chattas money inside. Loi Tema, you have to throw that money in Yam HaMelech. Loi Tema, it doesn't mean the Amar, Mefurashin explicit, doesn't mean mamash the way you normally think. Lechatosi, ve'elu loilosi, ve'elu l'shalmi. This is the oila, this is a chatz of the shlamim. Elafilu Amar, even if he says, le'elu lechatosi, lo l'shalmi. It's not the pshat you put about $300 in my chatz, $300 in my oila, $300 in my shlamim. That's how you normally learn Mefurashin, specified. No, even if you put $1,000, say, this $1,000 is going to cover my chattas, but you nominate each one, chattas, oil, lashim, that's also called Mefurashin. And because you highlighted the fact that the chattas there, you cannot use it for an adava. You have to what? You have to throw out the chattas money. Mefurashin. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Rashi learns. Taisis learns. I'll tell you, let's say what Taisis learns. Rashi. Amar Rav Ashi, that 10 lines at the bottom. If it was specified, that money which was set aside for chattas, you cannot use because there's no more. Of course, since the husband undid the whole nazir, so you can't. There's no more, nobody needs a kapara, so you just throw it out. Don't think that mefurashin would only mean ilav the omer elu lechatosi, that he has to specify this $300 of chattas. Elafilu omer elu lechavasi. Which is the next piece of Gemara, same idea. Even if he says this is to fulfill my obligations, and obviously your obligations are chatas, hashem, and oila, hareilu mefurashin, that's called specific. The dmei chatas and that amount of money that was set aside for chatas, let's say a third, yelchuli amamelech. Dmei oila, yikrevu oila. The heichi domi stumim. What's an example of stumim? If you tell me that even if you didn't specify this $300 is for the chatas, you just said generally to fulfill my obligations, so what's stumim? Stumim is. The Amar, he just said, Yipu the Dover. Now we say that Yipu the Dover, what's he talking about? He goes, for example, she frishin biyachatam. I took $1,000. I didn't say anything. I didn't say this is to fulfill my obligations. I didn't say this is to fulfill my chatas. I just put it down. He said nothing. Now Rashi clearly learns here that if you said that this money covers my obligations or this money covers the chatas, then the chatas section goes to chatas. Taisa says, no. Taisa said, this is worse. If you specify that $300 goes to chatas and $300 goes to oila, then the din is the chatas money you throw away and the rest you bring a carbon oila and shlam. But if you don't specify how much is for chatas, you just say, this $1,000 is to cover my chatas, my osha, my oila, Taisa holds. The entire lot has to throw out because you don't know how much of it is chatas.
Maybe this coin will be the one.
Exactly. The whole, throw out the whole lot. It's much worse. This is worse than if you nominate, at least when you nominate.
Who said it's hektish bichal? He put $1,000 in a box. So what?
But he had a mind for kabon. So he had a mind. But he didn't specify chatas, oila, shlamim. But you don't have enough. It's chatas. That's a door. But this is enough. It's like a neder. Neder called divleiv. Yeah, called divleiv. Yeah, we learned that in the dorm. That's one version. Ikidami, another version is Amar Rav Ashi, like Tema, you go further. This is about the obligation. Don't think it means Ad Amar that you have to even say Elu lechatosi elaz leshalme. Ela filo, if he said Elu lechavosi, if he just said this is to fulfill my obligations, had anything for Ashi. When you say obligations, it means as if you said clearly chatos Ashim Reila. And okay, Amar Rav says Rav comes along and says, Hod Amr, this that we say, if you don't nominate where the money is going to, Yipul and Adava, you can take the entire money and use it for an Adava. Im Naflad Mechatan Mibaneyan, what happens? Let's say, what happens if the money of the Chatas fell out from between them? For example, we know, let's say there's $900 there. We know each animal costs $300. You said stam. If you said stam, we say the entire lot goes to Nedava, right? We said before, you didn't nominate. But if $300 got stolen or went missing, we're going to say that's the chatas money went missing. So now the value of the money that is left, we say, we don't say all of it goes to Nedava now. So, oh, now we have exactly two parts. One will go as Nedava Oyla, and the other one will be a shlam. Shalmi Nazir. Is Harehen Kim Efroshim? Kolzman, we had before, Kolzman and Stumin, we had a pasuk. Rak, whatever. We have a pasuk. If it's Stumin, then we'll say the whole thing goes to Nedava. Because it says, again, Rabbi Yechiel says, Halacha Moshe Sinai. Stumin, all the money goes to Nedava. The Shlaki says it's a pasuk. But that's Kolzman, all the money is there. If you took out the money of the Chattas and all you have left now is $600, which covers the Eilin Shlomi, we don't say, okay, the Eilin Shlomi also. The Halacha Moshe Sinai was only if the Chattas was in there as well. So then if all of it is mixed together, you're going to throw the whole thing to buy an animal for Nedava. But if you took out the Chattas, all you have left is Eilin Shlomi, there's no Halacha Moshe Sinai anymore. So what do you have now? $600. Half of it is Eilin, half of it is Shlomi. You can't say the whole $600 is Eilin's Nedava. 300 is Eilin, 300 is Shlomi. And the shlamim by Noz is different than normal shlamim. It's a day and a night, no bread. Rashi. Im nafud mechatim leim. Im never doin nifud kasher mechatim leim. If you lost that amount, had in kevroshin, bahashan, the balance, let's say the $6, well, you blew the dove. You don't throw all the dove. I will maybe bidmei chetzin oil, bidmei chetzin shlamim b'lei lechem. It's no longer the halacha mishma sinai. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasa the rava. This chidish of rava, we actually learned in the Braisi that supports him. It says in the Braise, Eilu lechatosi, the following money is for chatas, v'hasha, and the rest he didn't nominate. In other words, what happened? He nominated one out of the three. Remember that three kabbanas on Nazar brings, the chatas and the shlamim. So he said, okay, this $300, that's for chatas. And the $600 is for the rest. He didn't say how much is for Eilu, how much is for shlamim. Eilu lechatosi, v'hasha, the rest l'shan is a roisai. In this case, d'mei chatas yelchi yamelech. Where do the chatas money throw yamelech? V'hashad, you don't say, oh, well, the rest is all mixed up. Let's give an adava. No. Yovi chetzi lo'ayla v'chetzi l'shlamim. Half it is an oyla, half it is a shlamim. Now, we know, we learned before already, that if you have a carbon money set aside for carbon oyla and you use it for your own personal use, you're stealing from Hegdash. You're called a moyul. You got to bring a shami ilas, a carbon, and so on. But if you, a carbon shlamim, if you set aside an animal for shlamim, you use it, you're not moyul until you spray the blood. There's no mi'ila by shlamim because it belongs to you. It's different than a carbon oil which belongs to the Eibishter. This belongs to you until you spray the blood. So by shlamim, there's no mi'ila. But now that you have $600 pool, you have two kabbanis, you know, pool together for the two kabbanis, what happens in this case? When will you be moyul? So he's saying here, umoyulim bekulin. If you use an entire amount of money, then definitely you're moyul because part of that money was money that belongs to an oil. Or but they moyul miktas. If you only use part of the money, we'll say, hey, maybe the money you use is from the shlamim, which there is no mila. Okay, so it's clear from this part of the braisa that, like Rava, that when do we say that you take the entire money and you buy carbon adava only if the chatas was still mixed in there? Let's do Zurashi before we go by the Rashi. Tani kavas Rava elu chatas v'shal zoroisa is a shal yavi. The rest you bring how chatsi loyla half for oyla v'chatsi l'shlam. The kivan since the omni said elu chatosi kamisha of the dummy as if you just like the case before he got lost and nobody separated. Ukamish and Nifru the dummy separated, but Shah have a look in Farashi and the rest, the balance is like it's clear, because $600 covers two kabbalas. When will you be moil on for using entire money? Because in there included is money for oil, over oil, is meal. Remember, we can say, before you spray the blood. Says the Braise Vaiter, what about the other way around? You said that this money here, I'm nominating $300 to go for my oila. Lashan, the $600 is there to cover my chatas and my shlamim. Lashan is a rosai. So here the chatas is included. You didn't specify the chatas, but the oila is specified.
What don't you say with the shlamim? It's
we're talking about if you take Yabishes. We're talking about if you take your own, there's no problem. Then if you use the chazay of a sheik or the emurim, sorry, the emurim. Yeah.
What about if we're talking about money? So why don't you say the money?
Can't be money after you spray the blood.
Yeah,
But he's saying some of the money is his, and some of it is like.
Because Kol Zman you didn't spray the blood, there's no. The Issa doesn't start. There's no. Not because there's a certain part. There's no Issa on those parts either until you spray the blood. The blood is the matir. The blood is what makes it the Eibishter. Till then, Kochikalim belongs to the person.
Yeah.
It's only after the zikah. No. Rashi, he's right. Definitely test and psochim. Rashi says that in Bashlam as well. But Ochlo Isma Shakupa Behem says Rashi. That's the chiddush of Rashi. But that's what the chiddush of Rashi. Tesis argues. Okay. What about he set aside the oil money? Now he has the chatas mixed in. Now you have chatas. What happens now? Do we say also that you know it's half and half chatas and shlamim, or do we say no? You take the whole money, put it in the dover. Says here. The may oile view oile. Obviously, the money set aside is oile. Umoilim behen. Obviously, if you use it, you're stealing. Or be vahashah. The $600 that you didn't specify, yiplu dover. The entire $600 goes to dover. Why? Because you didn't nominate the chata. So it's clear from here. When do we say that you throw the entire money, you use it, spend it from the dover, only if the chatas is blended in, and but you didn't nominate it. If the chatas is pulled out, doesn't matter. The other kabbanas are pulled together. Then each carbon has its own thing, identity.
Because you don't know which is the chattas and which is the...
Why don't you do the same like other shlamim? Make 300, 300, divide half and half. That would be the easiest thing. Yeah, but we don't do that because we have a halacha mashina. No.
To spend more on this carbon and less on that.
That's where the halacha mashina comes in and tells you that when a chattas money is mixed in with others and you didn't specify nedava. That's where the shlaki said we have a pasuk, l'chol nidreim, l'chol nidvoisim, that any money left over from your neder, goes there. Yeah. That's it. He didn't identify. That's right. So it's mixed together. It's halacha l'moishim asin. That's halacha l'moishim asin. The chat is mixed in together. Yipul elan dover. All of it goes to the dover. And then he continues. Umoilim behen. The cord is an oiler there as well. Your moil. Or because of the mail, because of the chatas. No. Why a mail here? There is chatas money included. The oiler is gone, so there's no mila there. Shlamin, there's no mila, but the chatas money is mila. But when are you mail? Only if you spend the whole money. Because half of it is shlamin, and there's no mila by shlamin. Rashi asked the question. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi with four lines and the narrow lines. When do we consider it stumin? Only the chatas mixed in. That's the halacha, that's the pasuk. If you spend the entire money, we say that part of the money is chatas money. Now here's a, you just said that the whole money is being used for the dover, and we learned in the Mishnah that there's no real chatas, there's no mila there. And here you tell me that even though that's all mixed together and we're buying a dover, it's as if there's still chatas money inside and there's a mila. How's that work? We should make chatas a name. You moil the chatas. I don't have yikash. You can ask me a simple question. But Amarina, didn't we say before? To make chatas loy nani v'loy moil. In the case of the woman when the husband unraveled her nazir, the money she set aside for chatas, you shouldn't have a nazir. No mila because it's not really a chatas. And over here you tell me that you still moil like kasha. So the Tanya, Almi is talking about loy nani moil the chatas in the mess because the guy died and you ruined like krova. That carbon is no longer suitable to be makariv. There's no longer makariv. There's no mila. Mila is only this carbon should be brought up as a carbon. It's suitable to be a carbon and you're stealing. Avol kiloyma. Here we're talking about nobody died. Here we're talking about that you're still nozzled and you're going to bring it, but now it got mixed together. Then moili bedamin. Then you are moil with the money. Why? Shari ruim la krova. It's suitable to be makariv. Now, even if the guy died over here, at least it's suitable to be brought up as a carbon. The chatas as well. There's no mace over here. In this case over here, in this price, it doesn't say whether he died or she died.
The money got mixed up.
Yeah, the money was mixed up. Yeah. It says, give me the Lloyd McTusson, Shem Shlomim. Get back to the Gemara. So, proof to Rav. Think we're invited. I'm going to Rav Huna, it's his name of Rav. Loi Shanu. This is not talking about Elamois. When do we make this whole thing about whether it's Stam or whether it's Mefurish when we talk about money? Avo Behema, if you actually set aside animals, not you set aside money. Still now we're talking about you set aside money and you say this is to cover my obligations. If you actually set aside for the animals, Harei Kimifuresh. If you set aside animals like Mefurish.
Well, because they're different animals.
Oh, look at Rashi. Chatas is a female. Exact oil is a male. and a 2-year-old is the Asham, so therefore, so it says Shlomo means, so therefore, it's recognizable. It's as if he's screaming out loud, this each and what it is. Okay, Rashi. I will be in a Rashi. He makes, if he died, we need a gil behemoth behind three behemoths, a rei he came for Rashi. It's like clearly spelled out. Why? Should, yeah, the ease behecket. It's obvious. The hag, the have in the cave, the one who is a female, said a chattis. The hag, the have is a chattis, is an oil. Since the Havi who came for Russian, Chatas Tomas, Vishlami, Kruk, and the fact says in Mishnah. Okay, so he's more invited. Oh, Rav Nachman says, Hod the Amri, Rav Nachman, a step further. This, we say, Behemah, this is what the Rav Huna said, name of Rav, that a Behemah was like, for Reshes, Loishanu, El Tamimah, only if the animal is suitable to be brought on the Beis HaMikdash. So we're talking about the animal itself. So then the animal screams out, I'm a Shlami, I'm a this, I'm a that. Avo Bailas Mum, the animal itself has a Mum, which means, you couldn't bring the animal in his bag. What was the intention to do with this animal? You were going to swap it for money anyway. So it's as if it's money. It's not considered an animal, it's considered money. Hareikis tumah is considered like stam. Rashi loishvel tumimi kai gavad bashidin. Abba balas mumi. He may see died when he gave him his bali mumi. Keep in the lava like rova kaimi. Can't bring up ella de meyen. It's as if we converted back to money. The stam of the mills will tell you. Dami mifrichu is lochedi. You never intended these animals themselves to be brought up on them as bad, but they can't. What did you do? You just meant the value. Ukamai is tumidam in the yipul kul dava. They all fall into the dava. Says the Gemara, Avol Nasche. But if you have three chunks of silver, if you put three pieces of silver aside, then what do you mean three pieces of silver for? It's as if each piece of silver represents another carbon. Then Loi, that's like Mefurashin already. That's like Mefurashin. So one goes to Amelech, probably all equal value. Rashi, probably all equal value. Rashi, Avol Nasche, Imenia Gimel Chatiches Kesef, three chunks of silver. Have the Likum for Rashi, if he specified, Imenia Gimel Chatiches Kesef, Likum for Rashi, you're going to buy with one of them, Chatis, Uba Achim Ben Oile. But Pasha, why do you have three pieces of silver? Each one represents one carbon. Uba Achim Ben Shlomim, Dimei Chatis, Yechli Yam Melech. So once the value of one of those pieces of silver is Yam Melech. It's like before Rashi.
Even though
the silver is like currency? No, currency, it's all one pile, $100. Doesn't matter if you put it, but here it's three pieces. No, three pieces of silver. It's three. But even if it's currency, it's like three different piles of currency. If you had three piles of currency, it would be the same thing. Because it's like
the fact that it's not actual money.
Yeah, but he's trying to say because it's three. It's like you each one is a level of carbon. Says no, I disagree. That afilu nascha, even nascha is like money. What is it? You'll sell. What do you know? You're not gonna. The nascha itself, usually you'll swap for money, and then with the money you buy animals. So you when you get the money, it's one pile again. So it's again like stumin. Even though it's, you have three pieces of silver, you're gonna trade it for money. You'll become $1,000. This is 330. You become 1,000.
You still have the shaila with the three pieces of silver. Which one is the kedusha of chatos chalol, and which one is the kedusha?
So let's say you be machma, you take the most expensive for the chatos. Let's say if you want to be machma. Why? You could convert it back to money. Okay, sorry, I missed the next piece of the word. If you have bundles of beams, if you have three bundles of beams, that's mamish like mefudish. This is a chatzah, this is an Eilish one. Rashi. Since veruyin last man, you could turn it to money. Now remember again, Tesis learns his whole Gemara that whenever it's not 100% Mefurish, it's stricter. We throw the whole thing into Yom HaMelech. Not like Rashi's learning the whole time that, you know, like, because your questions are basically on Rashi. How do you know which is the Chatzis? Tesis, you throw the whole thing away. Because there's definitely a Chatzis money involved. It's like Mefurashim, but not full Mefurashim. You have the Chumra Mefurashim without the Kula Mefurashim. Yeah, exactly.
One,
maybe this, maybe
the
strictest.
That this one was the
That's right.
No, I'm just saying that here we're specifying one chunk of silver connected each carbon. So one of them is connected on which one is Chal Kedushas Chatos, which is Me'ilah and all these in the honor. On a different one is Chal Kedushas Shlomim. There's a different level of...
Rashi doesn't give us a svara at all. Why should Soyar Shel Koilas be different than Nask? What do you do with it be? You can't... Yep, that's just why it turned into money. Yeah, but the new, and what do you do with beams? How are you going to get an animal from beams? So it makes it worse. No, I'm saying, but beams, you have to convert it to money.
Correct.
And so what's the chilek? Tosfos wants to say, and you have to understand as well, Tosfos wants to say that silver, maybe a little along the line what you're saying, silver is very readily convertible, and beams take a long time.
Cash in hand.
Almost. Beams take a long time. Shehiyah, it takes a long time. It takes a long time until somebody needs a building. So if nobody needs a building, they're not going to buy it. So therefore, it's not like money. It's not like it's all pooled together. It's like three distinct things. This naschas, since it's so easy to convert to money, as if it's all one big pile, even though it looks like three. Let's continue. Okay. Omelet, I've seen Barash Papa. I said I've seen Barash Papa. He asked the question, so you see how it works down generation. My tamayu the Rabbanan, what's the svara of the Rabbanan of Rab Nachman and Rab, who say that silver, whatever it is, considered like pool together, like stam, dami, mois, v'loy behemah, they say money is considered stam, but by animals automatically it's considered like you're nominated, v'loy nascha, and not pieces of silver, mois, money, v'loy savra, mois, pool together, the original guy, but a pile of beams is considered like it's separate, el meyata, if so, mois, money, v'loy oifis, we should say also, only money is considered pooled together. But birds should be considered like it's like mufarashin, just like you count silver like individuals, just like you count piles of beams like individuals, you should count birds like individuals as well. Rashi. My time is the Nachman. Rav, they both say mois havi kistumin v'loy naschem v'loy shay kreis. They say that money is considered general, and not silver and not beams. Imishum the mois gemilah havi kistumin. If it's money. If there's no svar here, just like some kind of halacha machine that money is going to pull together, but silver is not. Then we should say the same thing. Money is considered pulled together, but birds are considered mufarashin. Somebody says, "No, maybe taka v'chitaim." If you're going to tell me back to Gemara, hachinami true. Elahod the Amar Rav Chida said, "Ain hakeinim mispash." You got to bring member two birds, and let's say you don't know which is what, an oil and a chatas, and you don't know which is what. Ella, so we say, when do the oilers become nominated? Ela iba lekiches bailim, either at the time of purchase, because that's the pasuk of a lokach and ba'asa, or basi's coin when the coin did it. Amai hamoyz mila. We just said that the only time we consider it pooled together is by money. Everything else is considered separate because they're two distinct things, two distinct birds. So therefore, even though I don't know which one what, they say there's two distinct birds. You have one of them is an oil and one of them is a chatas.
Can you bring a bird for
oil
and a chatas?
Yeah, your canine is. We said before yesterday, an oil of a yodin like a mitzvah. Very poor. A rich guy brings an animal.
Just explain how each one. This one has to be a zocher. This one isn't a kaimer. This was mentioned
outside. Okay, but by birds we don't have. Ain't tamuz v'zachrus. Remember the famous saying? Ain't tamuz v'zachrus ba'ifus. There's no rule. Oh, but that's halacha Moshe Sinai. That by money it's all. That's it. That's a halacha. You have a special ruling by that, but nowhere else. That's why luchay the beams are different and silver is different. If that's their logic, then birds should also be different. And yet we know that by birds, they're also considered as if they pool together, unless at the moment of purchase, the moment of the kohen doing something, you had specifically in mind, this is chatas neila. But if you didn't have specifically in mind at that time, it's pooled together. Why? It's not money. It's like beams, and then beams should be each one separate. Rashi. If one of them is eaten up by parach lavra and flew away, Kate and Masiyas may made them yovizul shay. You bring another one to the other one. So what do? We're saying like birds. If one of them disappeared, you just buy another one, and you can still use the original one because it's like you never nominated it. It's like you never nominated stamp. In other words, it's like beams. It's like money means like never nominated. This follows the Chayyur Rav Chizda. Now, according to your logic, that only money is considered stumin. So birds should be as if, even though I don't know what the bird is, if one bird escaped and one bird remained behind, I don't know which bird remained behind. I shouldn't be able to use it. I should buy two new birds. On Malay, he says back to him, well, time, according to your logic, so you want to say that everything's considered nominated. How did Tanan we learn? Rav Shimon Gamliel says later on, hey, vi shalosh behemot, you bought three animals. Because this is not money. The light Peter, she didn't specify. You didn't specify what's what. According to you, it should be like. So you want to prove that everything is considered like mixed together, not just money, but also birds. Everything's like mixed together. So let me ask you a question. It says with three animals, you didn't specify what's what. According to you, they should be like what? We don't know what's what. Yet the Braise says haru lechatas tikel chatas. Even though you didn't nominate it, that which is suitable for chatas should be chatas. The female, the oila, the male, tikel oila, and the shlamim, the 2-year-old, the shlamim. He just said that birds or anything else that you just said, you're arguing that only money is considered stam. So how come these animals? So really, the vart is, so he said back, that's not a problem. Hasam the lokach va asam rachmana iba lekichas bailim iba sees coin. The vort is by birds we have a special pasuk that when it has to be nominated at the time of purchase, the time of making. Hach over here, now hach over here, same thing also. Here it's as if it was nominated because mimatis amri. Can you say hadin the chata tikkel vayla hach in the cave hach azacher? Here because it's this different makeup of animals, therefore it's as if it's nominated. That's why it don't bring me a kasha from behemoth. I hold that money and silver and all that is all mixed together. The animals are not mixed together, just like the birds. You know why they're not mixed together? Because the birds, the pasuk says, "V'lokach basa," and by the animals, because it's a zacha and the kever, and so it can't be that this zacha should be the what do you call it? The chatas, because the chatas has to be in the kever. It's as if you nominated it. It's different. Rashi. You say that behemoth nascha v'soyer shekred is live, but it's not explicit. I can argue the moyes v'loy nascha moyes l'soyer. I can argue only monies can be mixed, not silver. How the amid moyes v'lo oifus? This is what you say. What about money? You should say birds are not considered mixed. How come birds are not considered mixed? If only money is mixed, how come birds are mixed? Right? They were very positive. Hasam le'efshad de'lev kivadashi. You can't say that it's like clear. Doksibu, the Torah clearly says the only time you can nominate is when the time of purchase, the time of making. The lokach v'asa, the golar rachman, the Torah real to us, the le'lev and frashin, it's not considered nominated. Eli bas is koyin, but kibbalim. But hanami here, same thing over here. The ma'isvinloch, you're asking a behemoth, even though everything has to be nominated, but by otherwise it's considered the only money is considered mixed. Hasam nami le'efshad de'kistumendami. Over here, also, it's not possible to be just like mixed together. The kiminka and the milzik of Rosh. Over here, it's so obvious each one is separate. You can't compare to the cases of silver and all that. Okay, we'll stop here.